Hello, everybody. Welcome to Foxbreaker Studios, the LEGO podcast. I'm Nolan, and sorry I haven't done an episode in a really long time. I kind of, had to take a break. I just was taking a break from, after my last episode in September, and then holiday season came around, and I figured I would just wait until January to start again. But now I'm back, and we definitely have a lot of material to talk about. Today we're going to be looking at some of the new Minecraft sets that have released recently. This is going to be pretty fun. It's also notable that this is LEGO Minecraft's 10th anniversary, and so I'm not exactly sure if they specified if any of the special things were for their 10th anniversary, but I guess we'll have to wait till summer to see if they have anything else special planned. So, I guess let's get into the episode. Okay, so just first of all, real quick before we start, recently I got braces, so if my voice sounds a little funny, it's just my braces. But anyway. Okay, so the first set we're going to talk about, we're just going in, price order. So, first of all, we have the Creeper Ambush, retailing for $9.99 on LEGO.com. This is a pretty cool set. So it comes with a few minifigures. So there's Steve with a, I think it's a stone sword. Looks like it could be iron, but I'm pretty sure it's stone. He also has a spyglass, which is a new addition from the new update, which is pretty cool. And then there's also an exploding creeper, which I'm not exactly sure why they chose to do this. Because, when creepers are exploding in the game, they're flashing white, not red. Or as far as I remember, they're flashing white, but this is like red with kind of like yellowish like stripes on it. I guess it's, about to blow up, it's about to, explode. I don't know, but anyway, it looks really cool, and this is one of the things I think they might have done for the 10th anniversary, and it looks really cool. I'm glad they decided to make this, because, honestly, making a white creeper isn't really that hard. And for my stop motions, usually I'll just use, I'll use the red, green creeper body, but then I'll just have, white plates on the sides. And then I'll use, a skeleton head for the white head. But, I think this looks really cool, and I will be excited to add it to my collection soon. I won't be able to be buying too many LEGO sets, soon, because, I'm saving up for a laptop to, do my stop motion on, as well as Dragon Frame, which is a software for stop motion. So those are pretty expensive, but as soon as I'm done with those, I should be able to start getting more, and, I might get, gifts or something. So anyway, so we got those two minifigures. There's a baby chicken, which I honestly think this is a really cool set, just because, first of all, it's good for army building if you want, a bunch of pigs, and it's honestly, really hard to find smaller sets that have, chickens in them, because they usually only come in the bigger sets. So, even if it's a baby chicken, it's still great. And then we also have a baby pig, pretty common. We also get a few other things. We get a crafting table, a red flower, and this is kind of like a grassy hill. It's a grassy hill, and then there's a little bit of sand kind of going down to a, just a little bit of a water thing, and there's some sugarcane. Not exactly sure why there's an iron ore, right on the beach, but that's, it's fine. I'm not gonna talk about it for too long. And then there's also an exploding feature, which is pretty cool. It's pretty common for these kind of, Minecraft army builder things. They tend to do that with the exploding feature. Reminds me a lot of the Taiga Adventure. It's, very similar in the build. But, so that is a pretty cool set, definitely one on my list. Next, we're moving on to the Mushroom House. This is retailing for $19.99 on LEGO.com. And, so this is a pretty cool set. As far as minifigures, It comes with an Alex, with an iron axe. Comes with a mushroom, which is pretty cool. We haven't gotten one of those in a really long time. There's a milk pail, and we get a spider jockey, which is really awesome. We've never gotten a skeleton spider jockey before. It's pretty simple design, but I think it looks really good. Or, well, sort of. But I think it's pretty good just as far as how they did it. Probably didn't take that much effort, but might have been another thing for, like, the 10th anniversary. You can also take off the skeleton and put him separately, but... So, yep, there's this spider, and then the skeleton on him has an enchanted helmet and a bow, of course. And yeah, I think this is a pretty cool little set. There's a mushroom house. This isn't really, like... It's not, like, a mushroom island house. I guess they must have went to a mushroom island, and then, like, Alex brought back a bunch of mushroom blocks in the mushroom. But this really doesn't look like it's on a mushroom island, as far as I remember. If you look at the background of the set picture, there is, like, a mushroom in the middle of the forest, and I'm not exactly sure if that's, like, accurate, but it might be accurate, but I don't know. I don't remember them just kind of randomly being in a forest, but maybe I'm wrong. So anyway, so it's kind of more in a grassy area, and I don't remember mushroom islands. As far as I remember, they had like gray dirt, but maybe this is a mushroom island. I'm not sure, but anyway, so yeah, there's the mushroom house, which is pretty cool. It's pretty small. You can take off the pieces, like the top, to get in it. There is a little bed and a crafting table inside, and yeah, I think it's a pretty cool set. There's a little ladder to get up. There's a tree. Always nice to have more trees, because you can never have enough trees. There's a little bit of a garden right next to the water, and yeah, I'd say it's a pretty nice little set. Definitely one I'm gonna buy. There's also a chest. I'm not exactly sure what's in it. I didn't look. I'm looking at the picture, and I don't see what's in it, but probably something good. And I also can't tell if Alex is holding, like, a mushroom or something. I think it's, like, it looks like a piece that's, like, it's, like, the one-by-one round tile with, like, the little bar piece coming out. She's holding it upside down, so I'm guessing that's supposed to be a mushroom. Anyway, it's a pretty cool little set. Next, we're moving on to the next set, which is the Fox Lodge, and this is retailing for $19.99 as well on Lego.com, and this is also a really cool set. I like how they always do, like, every year they do, like, an animal house. I always thought that was kind of cool. We get, a lot of the stuff in this set is new. We get, as far as minifigures, so we get, like, it's like a skin, it's like a fox skin, and it looks really cool. Yes, obviously it's a fox skin, and he has a diamond sword and a fishing pole with a fish on it, which is really cool, because, you know, they're doing more animal skins too. If you noticed, like, in the modern treehouse, there's animal skins in that one, so it's kind of cool how they're doing more stuff like that. Let's see, we also have a drowned. I really don't get why they don't, like, add the trident, because it's, like, a new piece that we got, and it's, like, it would make a lot of sense to, like, have the drowned holding the trident. Like, it would just make sense, because that's just what they spawn with sometimes, but I guess not. Maybe it comes with a trident somewhere else in the set, but the set picture doesn't have a trident. Let's see, we also have three foxes. We have one just, like, regular orange fox. There's a baby fox, which is pretty cute. We haven't gotten one of those yet, but it's not really that hard to build. We have the pieces before, we just never got one. Ooh, this is cool. And we have a snow fox, which is definitely new. We haven't gotten that before. Really cool colors. I know, so we use the white, and then there's a little bit of light gray, and then we kind of have, like, the whitish blue color that we had. So that's really cool. We also get a torch and some flowers and a little bit of water And this is kind of like a, I guess this is a taiga biome. So it's probably like the snowy taiga, and it looks like there's a little bit of grass farther over. But yeah, there's a lot of snow. And then the big house is shaped like a sleeping fox, which is really adorable. I love this house. It looks really cute. Inside we have a new piece, which is, it's a map piece, I believe, or it's a painting, but it looks really cool. It's like, I think it looks like a map, but it could be like a painting of a map. I'm not exactly sure. But there's like some blue and some tan and green, so I'm guessing it's like a beachside map. But I'm not exactly sure because some parts are missing, so it could just be a painting. It looks really cool though. And we also have a table with a cake on it. We have a furnace, and we have a crafting table. And then we have a purple bed in the corner with a little potted plant. And I'd say it's a pretty cool set. Just as far as, like, for my collection, if I got it, I probably wouldn't keep the fox together, but those orange pieces will definitely be useful, like, for lava and stuff. I'm not into the, like, the animal houses that much, just because I'm not really going to use them in stop motions, and I don't think they're really interesting, specifically, but I do think they're pretty cool for people who like that, and it's really just kind of fun how they do that. Yeah, so, my background music is kind of depressing. I'm playing Axolotl right now, but let me change that. Okay, much better. It's the underground music soundtrack for, like, when you're underneath, like, when you're underwater. But it's kind of depressing. Anyway, so moving on to the next set, we are going to look at the Guardian Battle, which is retailing for $24.99 on Lego.com. Also a really cool set. We got the Return of the Guardian. That's really cool because we haven't gotten those since the Ocean Monument, and that was a really long time ago. And it was a really expensive set, and it was kind of crappy, and I didn't like that set. But it's nice that we're getting them in a smaller set and in one that's actually worth buying. I don't know if it's the same builds. I think it might be the same builds. It looks like about the same from the older set, but they might have changed a few things. Anyway, and then they have little stands for, like, kind of floating, I guess. Then as far as other minifigures, we get, like, an ocean diver minifigure, I'm guessing. It's something like that. But it looks pretty cool. And it's kind of cool. He has a helmet, or what looks like a helmet, and then the see-through front that's the see-through front, and then there's like a little bit of an oxygen tank-ish thing, so that's pretty cool. He comes with a trident. Not sure why they didn't put a drowned in this set, but you know, it's, I don't know. We also get a glow squid, which is another thing from the new update that looks pretty good. You know, it's not bad. It looks a little bit weird, but it's good enough. I just wish we got like a real squid too, because we haven't had that was also in the Ocean Monument, and we haven't gotten one since. And so like they're really hard to find. Like they're not that hard to build, but specifically the face piece. And so I don't have a squid, but I wish I had. But the glow squid is pretty cool. We also have 3 axolotls, and they're really kind of interesting. They're interesting. I'll say that. They're pretty cute, but they just look a little strange. I'm not exactly sure what it is about them. Maybe just the stud on their head. I'm not sure. But they kind of have like a... The minifigure kind of has like a little neck bracket that you can like attach the axolotls to. but it's kind of cool because they're like floating around him. So we get a pink one, a blue one, and an orange one. That's just kind of funny because I'm pretty sure the blue ones are like really rare and they don't usually spawn. And I would have thought they would have done another one. But maybe it was green. I don't remember. But anyway, it's really cool to get these, and you can see the head is like a different piece from the, from the, like, the head is like a 1x1 plate, and it's printed, and then you stick it on the axolotl head. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, I'd say it looks pretty good. And then the main build is just, I guess this is supposed to be part, I think this is supposed to be part of an ocean monument as well, or it's like a coral reef. There's definitely a lot of coral, but I'm not exactly sure, just because it has like some ocean monument blocks and a little bit of like an arch. But it's pretty cool. We get a lot of coral, and there's some seagrass. There's some, I think that's, yeah, seagrass. And then there's a bunch of coral. There's just some sea pickles, which are growing. You could smelt those into lime dye. and yeah, I think it looks pretty cool. Got a lot of different stuff in this set. But yeah, it's nice how they're doing more underwater sets now, just because, yeah, it's really cool how you can combine this with, like, the coral reef set, and it would look really cool and have all the different things. You could give the trident to the drowned and have all the different stuff. So that would be cool. Next, we have on our set list is the Rabbit Ranch. This is retailing for $29.99, about $30 on Lego.com. And this is a really cool set. I think it's supposed to be like, oh, okay, that's cool. So this is basically like, it almost looks exactly like the chicken coop set that we got a while ago. Like, it's almost exactly the same thing. The pen is exactly same size, and then there's like the rabbit above it instead of the chicken, but it's very similar, so that kind of makes me wonder. But that's pretty cool. I think the rabbit looks really good. They did a good job on that, and there's the little pen. But we get a little more than we got in the chicken coop, so we get some more stuff. We get two big sunflowers, which is a pretty cool new build that we get. Didn't get that before. I should probably talk about the minifigures first. So we have like a farmer-ish minifigure. It's kind of cool. I think it has, either it has iron leggings or it's just like a gray pants. Then she has like a white shirt with a brown, like a brown kind of sack, I guess, over her shoulder. And then there's like a carrot print on it. And then she has like blue hair, like a turquoise hair. And I think it's pretty cool. Then she's holding a carrot in the product image. And then there's two rabbits, just the same rabbits we've always had. It's nothing new. Let's get the black mama rabbit and then the baby tan rabbit. So that's pretty cute. It'd be nice if they switched up the colors. Like made a big tan rabbit and then a baby black rabbit. But I'm not sure. Maybe that's not in the game. I've like never seen a rabbit because I'm like don't play Minecraft that much. So I've never seen a rabbit. I wouldn't know. Anyway. Moving on, we get a little bit of a farm, and we have a bunch of more flowers. We get some lavender flowers and some red flowers. We also have a iron pickaxe and some carrots. A little bit of a waterfall going out. It's pretty cool. And then we got a kind of a feature that was similar to the one from the witch hut that we got a while ago. It's like a jumping... Well, this time, in the other set, it was a jumping slime, but this one's a jumping, like, bunny, so that's pretty cool, and about the same thing. It's a little different with the way that they pop it up, but it's pretty cool, and then, yeah, you could put the rabbit on it, but you could put a slime on it, too. They're both about the same as far as, like, the space, so you could do both. Then we also have a little bit of a cave going in. There's a grass top on it, and then you can blast it off, I guess, with a little TNT feature. There's also, some lapis ore in there, and there's a zombie with I think that's a stone sword. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Very nice for a starter. You get kind of everything you need. If you're just starting out with your Lego Minecraft collection. Kind of like the Abandoned Mind. I really like that. The Abandoned Mind. The Abandoned Mindset that we got last year. I really like that one because it's just like... It's like has everything that a cave would have. It was just perfect. I bought like two of them. Next, we are going to move on to the last set for today. This is the Training Grounds, retailing for $69.99. This is a pretty big set, biggest that we're getting in this wave, at least, the January wave. It's pretty cool, I gotta say. So we get a few skins. So you get kind of like a, it's kind of like a dojo, this whole build, like a Chinese dojo-ish thing. But it's pretty cool. You can see there's a little bit of a lush cave under the house, which is really cool. You get a spore blossom, and a candle, furnace, an anvil, an armor stand with diamond helmet and chest plate. We got a new Azalea build, which I don't think it looks very good. I made an Azalea build myself. I'm gonna do a video soon on like things you can build from the new update, but I have an Azalea build. I personally think it looks better, but this one's okay. We get a, I think it's like the, it's like the, it's like a vine, and it has like the, is it weeping berries, or is it, no, glowing berries. So we got a little vine with that stuff, and we get some, I mean, grass, obviously, and then there's a little bit of a water pool in the back. As far as the skins we get a kind of like a red and black minifigure. Kind of reminds me of Miles Morales, but he's definitely not that. He has an enchanted bow. Then we have another kind of, this looks very similar to the Kai minifigure we got a while ago. I wouldn't be surprised if this is from Ninjago, like they're more Ninjago minifigures that they turned into Minecraft. Anyway, it has a purple robe though, so I don't remember any purple robes from Ninjago, but maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, pretty cool looking. Looks pretty similar to the Kai minifig, except it's purple, but same type of, like, design of the robe and stuff. I think he has a sword, which is, iron, I believe, unless it's stone, but I would assume if they have diamond tools, they would at least have an iron sword. Then they also have a diamond pick and a gold sword. No idea why they have a gold sword. That's really not very good. But anyway, there's also a bat, or I think there's just one bat, but there might be multiple bats. Yep, no, just one. Okay. And then we also get a skeleton with a bow, which is pretty cool. Then inside the house, like above, like kind of the cave. Oh yeah, in the cave there's a few other things. There's coal ore and iron ore. And yeah, and it's kind of going farther back into a lush cave. And I'd say it's pretty cool. It would be kind of fun to do in Minecraft, is like build a house above a lush cave and have like your underground base. I think it's pretty cool. So we have inside the house, we have a bed, an orange bed. We have a, I think this is either an awkward potion, like, so no effects on it, or it's just, like, a, some type of blue potion. But anyway, it's a potion, and it's blue. So it's either just an empty water bottle, or a potion that I don't know what it is. There's also some soul lanterns that are hanging from the roof. It looks pretty cool. There is a crafting table, and the, there's also, like, a cool feature. It's, like, a trap door that you can pull out a block on the side and kind of make something fall through it, which is a pretty cool feature. Nothing new, though. They do this stuff like that all the time. And we get kind of a, I think this is also an azalea, but it looks more like a tree. It's, like, a big, big azalea. I haven't really found a lush cave yet, so I'm not exactly sure if, like, azaleas get that big, but, either it's a tree or a flowering azalea, so that's pretty cool. Some lavender flowers on it. Then we also have some kind of weird-looking trees. There's another tree over to the side. It's like a, I know I've seen this in the game before. I'm pretty sure they did actually add it. It's, like, kind of like a pink color. It's like the, it's like the foliage is pink, so it's kind of cool. Helps add to the dojo vibe. I'm not sure if they just added that just to be, make it look like a Chinese dojo. for, like, karate and stuff. Anyway, yeah, and the whole build has a very karate-ish vibe, just, like, with the pointed ends on the roof and stuff like that. I'm guessing they're using, I think this is supposed to be a magenta dye, like magenta dyed cotton, not cotton, wool. But I'm, yeah, I think it is. Anyway, there's also a little bit of a top part on top of the roof. It's also made of dye, and then there's some kind of, I guess it would be like fence, like oak fence, maybe. And, yeah, and then in the front, there's, like, some windows. I mean, they're tan-colored, but you can't really make, like, tan-colored windows in Minecraft. So I'm guessing it's just, like, dyed, like, maybe it's, like, dyed white glass or something like that. Or stained, I think it's called. And then there's some flowers. There's an orange flower, and, you know, there's the one on the azaleas, which is, like, lavender. And, yeah, I'd say it's a pretty cool set. It's probably the most, probably the least desirable set on this list for me, at least. Just because I'm not really a big fan of, like, the bright pink magenta, like, roof. But I will enjoy building the Lush Cave part if I do get it, because Lush Caves are pretty awesome. So that'll be great. And, yeah, that is it for that set. Yeah, so that is it for all the Minecraft sets. I think I'm going to be doing, like, the Star Wars ones and covering a few other ones, like the Sonic set and a few of the New City sets later. But that's going to be it for this week. Not exactly sure when I will make a new video, but it'll probably be sometime by the end of the month. I don't like to make promises because, just because, like, if you don't get to it, then it kind of makes you look bad. But, anyway, I hope that I'll be back pretty soon. And, yeah, don't forget to, check out my YouTube channel, and, if you want to. And thanks for listening to today's, episode. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.